Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
To School of Human Potential Radio, I'm your host, Alan Weisberg, and we're talking about clearing, and we're talking about venturing out of your basic structures and diving into the world of spirituality. Some believe it, some do not, but those that believe it have seen incredible results, and I will put myself in that category. Because every time I dive in, I find out something about myself that I never knew. Today, I'm welcoming two experts, one in Akashic Records and one in Access Consciousness. And we will be asking them questions of what those modules are all about. What can you achieve? And for a person who may not believe in this, how can they tell if it really works? So, welcome, stay with us, and I wanted to welcome to the show two ladies, and both of them I've had a chance of actually working with from the perspective of Akashic Records and from the perspective of Access Consciousness. So on the show today, I have Helen Gitlovich and Lisa Burnett. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Ellen. This is Helen Gitlovich.
And hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ellen.
And thanks very much. And I love this type of a format where we can bring more people together and we can talk about all of these concepts, not just one in particular, but I know that there are so many intersecting points between all of these modalities. And when people are talking about angel communication or, you know, past lives, or going to the regression therapy, there are so many different ways that people can find out about themselves. These are two of the ways that we wanted to discuss. So, before we begin asking questions about Akashic Records or Access Consciousness, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of an overview, starting with Lisa, of who you are, how you came to be, and then we'll start talking about the actual methods of how this works.
Okay, well, always a big question for me. So I am the founder of Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. And with this school, I teach people to access their own Akashic records so that they can be divinely guided every day. So a little bit about the Akashic records is the Akashic records are your soul's information from time immemorial. So every soul actually... And you have to buy into the fact that we are infinite and eternal beings, right? And that we live really kind of forever. So each soul has a record from the time that you individuated from source until you, at some point, I believe, do return to source. Every lifetime you've had here on our dear planet Earth, every thought and feeling, every bit of experiences you've had are actually recorded in this etheric field. And so this is the Akashic Record. It helps to support you in your daily life in this lifetime. And we can really access just a phenomenal, infinite amount of information and wisdom about why you came here, what you came to do, maybe what your soul path is, your karma, your contracts with other soul family, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a little bit of what we're going to be talking about. And I've been blessed to be gifted with this ability and be able to do that for people as a consultant. And so I do Akashic consultations for people. And then I can also teach them to access their own records when they're ready to kind of dive into that daily guidance.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Lisa. And how about you, Helen? Can you tell us about yourself?
I started my journey as a physician. I was a medical doctor for quite a few years in family practice, but I always was drawn to spirituality. And I've been doing Akashic Records as well for over 16 years. I've been working with Lisa as well as with Arki, which is Akashic Record Consultant International. Lisa explained a little bit about what Akashic Records are. For the last few years, I've been working with Access Consciousness as well and became a certified facilitator with them as well. what access, because we already talked about Akashic Records, I'll start a little bit about access consciousness, which is has been channeled by Gary Douglas about 25 years ago, where it started with 32 points on the head, which allows people to remove their limitations, blocks, points of view that not allowing them to live fully in a life of ease, joy, and glory. What it grown into beyond those 32 points was a lot of tools and exercises and a lot of techniques, including energy work, body processes, and verbal processes that helps people literally change their lives. And I've been a witness to a lot of those miracles.
And that's actually great, because I want to ask about them for those people that are in the audience that don't necessarily believe in this stuff. So let's as we are going to the movie, we suspend disbelief and we just allow ourselves to be a part of this world. Let's do the same thing for the next hour, and let's assume that this has merit and that this is real. And let's find out for sure. And that's why I invited Lisa and Helen both to talk about their experiences and what they have seen and how we can make sure that it can help us in our lifetime. So we talked about finding your own path. Everybody wants to know why they're here. That's one of the existential questions, right? What is the meaning of life and why am I here? All of us have asked that question one time or another throughout the day, in my case. So from your perspective, Lisa, you said that you were born with this ability to go into the Akashic Records. How did you find out about Akashic Records, or how did you find out about your purpose in life?
Well, like you said, I was born very kind of awake. I could remember not being in a body. So my own kind of personal proof is actually my own memories. And so there's, of course, no way to prove that in a sense. But I have this memory as a small child of not being in a body and telling my mother, parents remember me saying, I want to go back. I want to go home. I don't want to be here. And of course, they thought I was nuts, but but it certainly, affected my whole life. So I did go forward reading, just everything I could get my hands on, Eastern spirituality. I minored in philosophy in college. And then I really started to study energy healing, etc., and found that through that path of becoming an intuitive healer, that there were days where I would move into another level, a really high vibration. It was such an extensive, expansive amount of information compared to what I received on a regular basis as kind of more of a intuitive psychic. Mm-hmm. That I realized I was really moving into another realm. And it literally took me about 5 years to realize that this was the Akashic Records. I didn't know who was talking to me when I would get this huge information that was expanding into past lives and why we were here and what the big picture plan was and all about our soul contracts and all, our karma. And I thought I had no idea who I was chatting with there, but I was hearing a big booming voice. Anyway, so I did finally realize who I was talking to. And the interesting thing was that I actually had an Akashic Record consultation with someone else who said, you're accessing the records and your masters, we have beings of light that keep our records. And so we call them masters or teachers or beings of light. And you have your very own set that keep your records for time immemorial. And so mine got my ear finally after 5 years of yelling at me. And they basically, for me, it was a little odd because they basically said, you're supposed to do this, teach this to people, and bring this out into the world. So you are supposed to be the lightning rod of the Akashic Records and bring this back to help bring this back to planet Earth. Because the energy had been of the Akashic field for thousands of years, everyone could really access their own records. We were divinely guided. Everything was just much easier in certain ways spiritually. And then people misused all the wisdom and the information and the energy, and eventually that energy got pulled away from Earth. So the only people accessing the Akashic records were really the spiritual teachers and the mystics, Edgar Cayce being one of the most famous in recent, you know, times to access the Akashic records. Anyway, for me, it was a clear thing where they really just said, this is what you came to do. And this is why we've been yelling at you for 5 years. But honestly, you know, I had to believe them. I had three tiny children. I had three babies at that point, and I thought they were nuts. And I told them so. But anyway.
That's good. And what was their response to that?
What was their response? You know, because they're beings of light, they're pure unconditional love, they're very patient, they just, you know, kind of keep supporting you along the way. And I, for me, it's a very strong internal drive, which is interesting. It's almost like I cannot not do this work because I'm driven from the inside to do it. So it's a fascinating kind of process when you're really internally driven to do something. And I'm sure many listeners have felt that. And because of that, we often really know that we're clearly centered on our path. And then the other thing that happens is doors open. Things just happen. Things show up, little miracles, etc. And so you really get that you're being divinely guided. And you can ask questions every day in your Akashic records of your beings of light. What are my next steps? What's in my highest and best good? Where am I to live? Or what's the best food for me to even eat? Or, you know, they'll even sometimes help you with marketing, which is really weird but true.
Well, you know what? Akashic records are kind of like the internet, only a much larger version. So why not marketing? There are so many marketing experts for that now. Very interesting. And I actually want to ask you about children, because if you have access to the Akashic records, then you must have access to your children's Akashic records. So you can ask all sorts of information, and that brings into the idea of parenting. So did you parent differently because you had more access to that information?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the truth is that we do not open the Akashic records of anyone without their consent. Without their conscious formal consent, because that's one of the reasons that the records was pulled away from Earth, because people were accessing other people's records to get information about them and, you know, how to win wars or find their gold or whatever it was back in the, you know, Middle Ages or Dark Ages. But so I've honestly never opened my children's records. And the other thing that we don't really want to open the records of anyone who's under 18, because we don't want to stir the pot or, you know, shift anything around that's not in their highest and best good. So honestly, the way as a parent you would use the Akashic records is you would open your own personal Akashic records, and then you would ask, how am I to parent this child? You can say, what is our karma together? I've asked what past lives we've had. It's explained some of their personalities, which is fascinating because I have identical twin girls that are actually just turning 18 in about 2 weeks. And they're very, very, very different. And they've had really different past lives and have come for different purposes. And, of course, we always have different karma. We come to learn and grow in different ways each lifetime. But, of course, they have a huge soul contract to support each other and to be here to share. So it does change the way I've parented, because I'm aware of all sorts of other things. And of course, I can ask in the records, why am I their parent? And how am I best to help them or support them? So yes, it can be very, very profound in raising children, because even in opening your own records, you're saying, how am I to be of service to this person? How am I to best, you could work with a marriage or any relationship, your whole family group, your children, your parents. What karma can I clear? Is there something I can know about this? My soul contracts with these people that I call my, you know, my birth family. And of course, you know, I can always talk more about soul contracts, because a lot of us pick families not because of our soul contracts with our parents, but sometimes it's with soul contracts with the siblings or a grandparent or an aunt or uncle. And so sometimes people realize that they feel like they're born into like the wrong family. They're the odd man out, right? And that can be explained in the Akashic Records in all sorts of different ways. So that's, you know, very fun for people to realize, you know, what's going on with that family.
Yes, as many of us have often wondered, because I'm one of those people. I am the person that's very unlike anybody else in my family. So I have certainly asked that question many times. We actually have a caller. So I wanted to ask Helen some questions, but we're going to take a caller. We have Christine, and then from San Francisco, and then we're going to take a break after that call and come back after a commercial. So Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for the calling. Do you have a question for Lisa, for Helen, for myself, or do you want to share a story about?
Well, I'm a little bit late taking the call, so can you make it kind of clarify exactly what the call is about? The Akashic Records, I remember from reading from Facebook.
Right. So what we're talking about is getting some additional information on what Akashic Records were, how they can be used and accessed. And speaking of access, we have Helen to talk about access consciousness, which is another set of modalities and tools that can be utilized to do clearing or healings or do anything in terms of bettering your life.
Okay. Well, what I'm familiar with as far as the Akashic Records go is I'm an angel therapy practitioner certified through Doring Virtue.
Perfect.
And who I work with is Archangel Michael when I'm wanting to access the Akashic Records, because I believe that Archangel Michael is the archangel who is in charge of the Akashic Records, who knows what every person's spiritual and divine purposes here on the planet, and that that is another way to get in touch with your life purposes, to work with Archangel Michael and ask him for guidance and support on reminding you what your purpose is here on the earth, and then also offering you support and guidance as far as courage and confidence and overcoming your fear so that you can fully step in to your life purpose here on this earth. So that who I work with, and that's what I know about the Akashic Records. So I just think they're very interesting.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And again, I've studied with Doreen as well, and completely understand where you're coming from and agree. A lot of people go to Archangel Michael with those questions. It's not just for the protection purposes that people usually associate him with, but he knows your life path, he knows the story, and he can access those records. So absolutely, and there are so many different ways that we can get to this. It's a matter of, do people believe in it, and do people start actually recognizing the voices and the information that's coming to them as true? And you can obviously check to ensure that it is true. You can ask for signs. You can ask for clarifications. But you have to make a choice. You're either in or you're out. And that's kind of what we're talking about. And we want to get everybody to at least see that there are many different options out there. There is the angel communication. There is the access consciousness. There is the Akashic Records. There is so many different modalities. Pick one and go with it, but at least expand your mind. So thank you. Thanks for your call, Christine.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. All right. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Helen and Lisa about Access Consciousness, Akashic Records, and see what have they seen in their experience that has been tangible and has changed people's lives for the better. Please stay with us on School of Human Potential Radio. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life. And I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Are you tired of all of the negativity and children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wish Flower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wish Flower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. Thank you for staying with us. We're talking to Helen Gitlovich and Lisa Burnett, as well as all of you, about Access Consciousness, about Akashic Records, and about how they can change your life for the better. So, we had a chance to speak with Lisa. I wanted to get Helen in on this. So, Helen, I know that you've mentioned that you did Akashic Records for 16 years, if I'm not mistaken, and then you went to Access Consciousness. Can you tell us about some of the differences or what Access Consciousness has been allowing you to do?
Actually, I never left Akashic Records.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. But no. Because I'm still a certified consultant, a certified teacher with Akashic Records Consultant International, mm-hmm. Which pretty much, to me, Akashic Records represents still a big chunk of what I'm doing because it guides me through every process in my life. Just like Lisa explained, because you can see the relationships. You can see how whatever we do in everyday life relates to results that we're getting. But it's not about looking for the answers in Akashic Records. It's more about asking questions and waiting for the awarenesses, waiting for the knowledge that is actually not outside of ourselves. Akashic Records are still part of our own knowing. Akashic Records is our hearts. And that's the difference between Akashic Records and just being in a conscious mind. Because the mind, the conscious mind that we're dealing with is pretty much the monkey mind that distracts us from life and living. When we are in our hearts, that's when the real knowledge comes in. And that's where Access Consciousness, which is different from conscious mind, because consciousness is considered, the definition of consciousness, it includes everything and judges nothing. You can call it divine, you can call it any other names. It's, again, going back to your own knowing. Because as an infinite being, as Lisa said, we know much more than we think we do. And we limited our knowledge by putting other people's points of view and literally cutting our power to minimum. What I'm working, Access Consciousness is working with is removing that. And some of the tools that I can talk about is one of the major one is asking who does it belong to and literally returning it back to sender. And it doesn't harm them because it's theirs. They never released it. We just picked it up. And I'm talking about any energies, any points of view that we picked up, either from the parents, from school, society, media. It doesn't matter where we picked it up. And a good examples could be as simple as, let's say, you need to drink more water.
Right.
It's good for you. Not for everybody, probably, but some people picked it up and they follow it. And a lot of times, because of those points of view, we create the limitations in our lives. Something like you have to work for your money real hard. People recreate that in their lives.
That's true. So we're looking at those as particular blocks or mental blocks. Well, not just mental. In this case, it would be energetic blocks as well that are stopping our growth or making our lives more difficult in this case.
Exactly. And it's so easy to clear them either through the Akashic Records or through excess consciousness. They both work. I love how they work in conjunction with each other or separate. Mm-hmm. Because they both have tools to literally erase some of the, not so much memories, but the reaction to it. Because it's not so much the facts or the circumstances that limits us or prevents us from having a happy life. It's our attitude toward them. It's the anger, it's shame, blame, and guilt, all those implants that we so often deal with and stuck in them.
I see. Interesting. And in terms of some specific tangible things, and it makes sense to me that if I picked up some negative trends or negative thought patterns of only certain people can be rich, or you have to work all your life before you can start enjoying it. I mean, there are so many of these that are flying around the society. So what does excess consciousness do in order to help people get rid of those?
A couple of tools that I'll be sharing with you guys is the clearing statement. And the clearing statement sounds almost like a magical phrase from Harry Potter. Right and wrong, good and bad, puck and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And it literally, like a magic wand, will erase those points of view. So what we do, we bring up the energy, and by the way, it cannot clear anything that's true and real. All it does, it erases the lies, something that's not true. So what we do, we ask the questions. Part of the access is asking a question. So let's say you have that point of view. Would you like to destroy and uncreate that point of view? And then the person has a choice. Yes or no, and then we'll say right and wrong. Would you like to work with it, Ellen? Do you have any points of view that you would like to release?
Absolutely. I'm so certain that we can. And by the way, this would be a reminder for those people that would like to call in. We are a live show. You can call in at 888-429-5471 if you'd like to work. And this is not me trying to get out of it. I'm happy to do it myself. So let me be the guinea pig.
Absolutely.
Sure, I'd like to release some things. Should I talk about a specific melting block?
Any points of view that is not allowing you to move forward or...
Perfect. Let's do this one. I cannot heal myself.
Okay. What's the value of not healing yourself?
No value whatsoever.
Would you just try and uncreate that?
Absolutely.
Right and wrong, good and bad, back and bad, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere were you judging yourself that you cannot heal yourself? Will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, back and bad, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And who does it belong to? How old you were when you first literally heard that you cannot heal yourself?
Probably when I was a child, because that's the usual things you hear from the parents.
Yeah. Would you like to send it back to them?
As long as it's not going to do any harm to them, yes.
No, it will not. It will not. What happens is when we pick up those points of view, they're not releasing them. They're literally holding on to them as well. What you're doing, you're allowing the consciousness to come in, and then they have a chance of literally working with the issue. So
then,
would you like to send it back?
Yes, I would. Yep.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, back and bad, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere were you buying that limitation, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, back and bad, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what bastardization, and by bastardization I mean taking something good and pure and changing it into something else. What bastardization of infinite abilities that you have are you using to create and invoke the inability to heal yourself you're choosing? Everything times gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, back and butt, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How does it feel? Is the energy less, more, or the same? And there is no right and wrong with that.
No, it's trying to think whether it's less or not. And then the question is, should I be thinking about this or should I be feeling it? Because is it analytical in the brain or should I be feeling it in the heart?
Actually, neither. It has to be sensing, because both of those vibrations are electrical. Mm-hmm. And we are trying to move into acoustical vibration. There is two levels of feeling, thinking, and pretty much emotions, where if you move out of them into being, sensing, and knowing, this is much easier way of operating in this reality.
That's true. And to answer your question, because I just tuned into myself, the energy is better now. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it just as easy as that? Because I can, putting my critic's hat on, I can say that people are listening to this thing. He can say whatever he wants. She's just using some words. This is nonsense. How do we know if any of this is working? What do you say to those people?
I say just try it and see for yourself. Because don't believe me. Literally. The easiest way to check with that, mm-hmm. for the next 3 days, I invite you, for every thought, feeling, and emotion, ask, who does it belong to? And if it lightens up even a little bit, and I'm talking about even a little bit, just send it back to where it came from. And just see the difference in the amount of thoughts, amounts of feeling. And a lot of times, if we literally do that for at least 3 days, hopefully more, we go into walking meditation. The mind becomes much clearer.
I see. Well, that's certainly a worthwhile exercise. So everybody who's listening, do that for the next 3 days. And everybody who's listening to the podcast, keep doing that every time you listen. So hopefully people will be doing this for a long time now.
Absolutely. The other thing is to know what's true or not, no matter how weird it sounds, mm-hmm. is to check with yourself. Whenever it's something true, it always feels light. And whenever it's a lie, it will feel heavy. So, as I said, check with yourself and you'll know the difference.
Right. So it's, again, in all of these modalities, and, Christine called it about the angel communication, whereas you're doing angel communication, you're doing Akashic, you're doing Access Consciousness or others, it's all about getting in touch with yourself, to thine own self be true, or to use that phrase from Hamlet. You have to understand who you are, and you have to understand what's right and what's wrong, and you have to be in tune with yourself. That's where you're receiving that information. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. All right. Very interesting. Thank you. Thank you, Helen. Lisa, how does it work in the Akashic? Because here it seems like we're using, and I'm going to paraphrase this by saying prayer. And I'll come back to that because I actually have an interesting story to share there. But in the case of Akashic records, what do you use in order to get in touch with these masters of beings? Masters or beings of light, rather.
Yes. So in the Akashic world, the way that I teach people to access their own personal Akashic records, or that I would access someone's for them, is mm-hmm. we use a vibrational key, which is also often called a sacred prayer. But it mm-hmm. sounds, a little more prayer-like. And so what we do is we would say that, and most people feel that energy shift when you learn to access the records. Most people actually feel that energy shift pretty immediately. People will feel their hearts open. You're moving into a very high vibration, which is the divine, the vibration of source, divine source energy. Mm-hmm. And so when you move into that very high vibration, we feel the unconditional love. We feel that pure truth and love, light, and awareness of the divine, of source. And so we feel that and really can, and in that connection, and we do connect with our hearts, we do connect to that kind of etheric realm and vibration that way. And then these beings of light are really there to answer our questions. So we would ask in the records, if you ask that question, I would actually ask these beings of light and say, can you explain to us why Alan has this belief that he can't heal himself? Mm-hmm. And often in the records, the way I find it is they would come up with 2, 3, 4, 5 layers and levels of information, often depending on kind of how big the subject or the issue is, right? So one layer would be some programming from your parents, which means that there's a kind of energetic construct around you that comes from your parents' belief that you had to go to the doctor. That was the only way to heal yourself or to get healed, was to go to the doctor. And it was really very clear about this Western medicine. It wasn't just anybody. It wasn't just chicken soup. It was the doctor, say. And right. And so we use also, you know, our own healing tools to clear that programming and that construct. And the way I would relate the two is that Helen's tool and the sentence, the words she used, actually break down and help to dismantle that program. So I see them actually as kind of doing the same thing, which is clearing out this program. And another layer that Helen talked about is we use also another healing tool, which is a sacred prayer, to move people out of our energy field. And so I often suggest to people to do that on a daily basis, really, which is, I love the access consciousness, very simple, whose is this anyway, you know, and return it to sender. I have a little bit more of a little more formal prayer, but with the kind of conscious time of saying, I release anyone or anything that is, you know, in my energy field. And so in that way, we're, again, moving people out of our space, whether it's a person or an energy pattern, or sometimes it's even an entity or a being, an unembodied soul that's in our space. And so those would be some things that are kind of similar, but done in a little bit of a different way. And then, of course, I would look at the past lives. What past lives did you have that may be affecting your ability to heal yourself? And see what the Akashic Masters have to say about that, because often we have a couple of past lives in which we were maybe killed for being a healer, and so we don't want to go there anymore. That didn't work out so well in that lifetime, so we're not going there, you know. And these sorts of different varieties of lives that the way I see it often is they're connected. It's kind of like a hook and a wire. The past lives, we bring that wire, we bring that thought or that belief from a past life. And so the way I see it sometimes is that we can clear it in this life, but if we don't go back and clear it in a past life, it may, not that it always does, but it may recreate itself if you haven't learned the lesson or gotten the growth or shifted your view. We'll often recreate these things so that we get the growth, that we really get what we came to learn and grow from.
Well, yeah, I have a very, very specific example of that in dealing with the healing aspect. And by the way, I do know that I can heal myself, but in my particular case, since we're on this topic, I know that I can heal myself and I've done things on a smaller scale. But when it comes to something big, maybe there was a block. So hopefully we released it now using access consciousness. In terms of the healing, you know, being a tennis player from a very early age, I had a little growth, if you will, on my thumb, on the right hand. Of course, hopefully nobody's listening to this after they had dinner, and I apologize for that. But I had this growth, and my parents were saying, look, you need to get it removed, and you need to go to the dermatologist and get it done. Finally, I went to the dermatologist. They put whatever freezing thing on there. It fell away in a couple of days and then grew right back the same way that it was a couple of weeks later. And I know this to be true because I know how things work based on my background. I know that there is, think of it in the terms of you have your body on top of your body, you have basically a facsimile, or you have an image of things that are on your body, the scars, the little, in my case, that thing on my thumb. So all of that is there, and the body continues to execute that programming. You have to remove that in order for the body to do something different. So I was flying somewhere on my IT trips, and on the plane, I remember this very vividly, on the plane, I sat down, I looked at my right thumb, and I removed that facsimile, so I did a visualization exercise. I did some burning of the under the skin, not physical, in visualization. I imagined it being burned off. And then I looked at my left thumb, I looked at my right thumb, and I told my right one, see how the left one looks? That's the way that you're supposed to look. And now I have two thumbs that look like the left thumb. No. Within 2 weeks, and I did not do anything after that, within 2 weeks, that growth was completely gone, and this was 15 or 16 years ago. I still don't have it. So I know for certain that I can heal myself, that the modern medicine with the dermatology was not able to fix that particular thing or fix it permanently, although they'll probably tell me that I needed to go and do that two or three times before it does it, which brings my point even further into question of course it does, because you have to remove that simile, your facsimile from there. Anyway, so I know that that is possible, and it's another example for all of us that Akashic Records, Access Consciousness, Angel Communication, all of them have these release statements. All of them have these statements of getting rid of these negative patterns. And that's wonderful. Whether you believe it or not, if people are talking about programming in general, you know, when we say a prayer, somebody goes to church or synagogue or mosque, and they say a prayer, that prayer has an energetic vibration. That prayer is putting you in a certain state. It's raising your vibration. It's connecting you through certain channels. Prayers are programming. That's all they are. So when we're talking about these things in Access or in Akashic, it seems to be the same thing. And I find that beautiful, because that's how the world works.
Absolutely. Well, and interesting, I just wanted to add, Alan, two things that have come up. We often create these situations to prove to ourselves that we can heal. So I think it's a perfect, story in that way. And that it would probably keep coming back until you said, I can do this myself, and stepped into the power. It's really, as souls, what we've really come here to do, the big picture, is we've come to empower ourselves to remember truly who we are, that we are pure divine source energy and light, and that we are all completely connected, and really just come to play this really lovely, fun game with each other. And so when we can step into that energy and truth of who we really are, life flows with ease and grace. And to me, one of the great gifts of being in the Akashic vibration is that is very supportive and helpful in that, because we're really boosted into this high vibration, and we start to see the world. And what I've noticed in my life, because again, I had three children within 1.5 years. I had my twins when my son was 1.5, and then my nephew, another kind of soul contract, moved in with us at that same time, and he was 13. So I had a 13-year-old, a 1.5-year-old, and two newborns. And honestly, I was a wreck. But over the years, what I found was that there was so much, kind of overwhelm and upset and energy, that it wasn't really until I started to work into the Akashic Records that was transformed through the pure unconditional love and high vibration of the Akashic field. So that was a huge, huge gift for me. But the other thing I wanted to say about what Helen was doing, anyone who connected to your statement and believe that they have that also and is open and willing when we do these sort of clearing statements actually receives that healing at the same time. So perfect. We could do a group healing on, like anything, making a statement and just invite anyone who's interested, to receive that clearing to just know that that's true for them, and they're receiving that clearing. And then people start to actually feel it. So some of the listeners may have felt that clearing that Helen was doing for you, because it's for everybody, really.
Perfect. Well, I mean, let's do more of it when we come back from the break. Anybody that wants to call in and work on their issues, please call at 1-888-429-5471. Everybody else, please stay with us. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. I'm your host, Ellen Vaisbrook, and thank you for staying with us. Thank you for discussing and doing group therapy on healing ourselves. And now we're going to be doing more. Speaking of healing, I love this music. This piece of music that I'm using as my intro and outro is my most favorite piece of music. And I heard it first time, you know, probably in Russia. This is where I'm from, Ukraine originally. And I heard it there. And to me, it just raised my vibrations all the way to such a high level. And ever since that time, when I was a little kid, this has been my favorite piece of music. And I couldn't think of anything else that I would want to add as my intro other than this piece of music. So we raise our vibrations. Obviously, music is another part of it. Welcome back, Lisa and Helen. How can people do the things that you do? Or do you have to be special in order to do it?
Well, no, you do not. We are all special. So we can all do these things. And basically what I would say is that one of the things, and I'm now have, you know, 1,000 students around the world who are accessing, learning to access the Akashic Records using my pre-recorded Learn to Access Your Akashic Records, Course 1. And so literally it's amazing. Sometimes I get on my Facebook group or do a Q&A with them. And the information and wisdom and energy that comes through is just, to me, mind-blowing, considering these people have literally listened to a recorded class, which is, you know, many hours, 12 hours with a manual. It's very, you know, like a real school class, very clear-cut. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing because the keys, the vibrational prayers, really give us the tool to raise our vibration. And then sometimes when we start to do that, it's really, really helpful for us to continue to do our own healing and our own clearing and let go of what comes up, and sometimes to mix modalities. I would say that I've worked with Helen. Helen and I are friends, and so I've worked with Helen doing Access Bars, the Bars class, where you clear the energy in your head, and certainly listen to many, many, many rounds of the clearing statement in relationships. Some people do it kind of as a set thing where we just talk about different issues and just keep clearing, and everybody listens and gets that healing. So it's all really great. And the more we do of a little bit of everything, the easier it is, of course, to do it all, to access your Akashic Records, which is, you know, and be divinely guided, or to really connect up with your angels and know that you're really connected, or to even, you know, go into a psychic trance and really feel and receive the information that you're getting. So it's all really part of doing your own personal work to make that happen.
Perfect. And Helen, from the access consciousness perspective, do you have to be somebody in order to do this, or anybody can do it?
Am I on, or
you're
can you hear
on?
Me?
Yep, okay. We can hear you. Go ahead.
So it's pretty much for anybody. Anybody can do that, including kids. Akashic Records is where you cannot do any readings for anybody under 18, and they cannot study it because there is a certain amount of change can happen. With Access, there is no age limit. We have kids from zero to the kids of 90 years old, and it works for anybody. You cannot do it wrong. Even if you are like the bars themselves, let's talk about the 32 points on the head. Even if you are in the vicinity, at least a couple of inches away, they still will activate just by saying their names. It's not about some specific abilities. It's about willingness to change, willingness to be something more that we are actually are, and allowing it to come through, to be that infinite being that we are. And the healing actually happens spontaneously. Healing changes with people, families, relationships, money situation. Anything can change as long as we are ready to release it. And saying that, if the person is not ready to release it or not ready to change, nothing is going to happen. So if that answers the question.
Right. So that actually is the question of how will people know if they're ready to release something or not, aside from knowing themselves and knowing if it's what they're saying and what they're thinking is the truth or not.
Actually, it doesn't matter. If they are ready to release, they will. And if they are not, they will not, no matter what they say.
I see. Right.
It's interesting. It has nothing to do with the belief. It has nothing to do with whatever they're saying consciously. The more they will turn off the mind, the easier it is. We talk about mind is a dangerous thing. Wasted is a famous curious expression.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then before we leave, because we have a few more minutes to go, I wanted both Lisa and Helen to give us specific examples from your experience of what have you seen that blew your mind. That would be something tangible that you've seen Access Consciousness or Akashic Records has done for someone.
I can start. And for me, the first thing that happened specifically for myself, I was extremely claustrophobic and fearful of heights. With my very first bars class, I found out that I literally cleared it completely, because right after I went to India, and I was on a horse on a cliff for 7 hours. Even people with no fear of heights had troubles. I just enjoyed the scenery.
Wow.
Which was totally new for me. And the other one, I could not even walk close to the opening of a cave before that. I remember going to Kentucky and seeing one of the caves. The opening was pretty big, and I said, no way I'm going in there. In India, I was meditating. That was 5 days after my first class in bars. And as soon as I came back, I immediately took 5 days of advanced classes. Because
wow.
I knew it was working. And then when I started doing facilitation, I saw quite a few examples. One of them specifically was a woman was working in releasing her anger, her shame and blame with another person that she has not talked in 6 years. And it was a family member. Within 2 weeks that we cleared those issues, that other person called, and now they have wonderful relationship again.
Perfect. That's
how does, yeah. yeah how how does it get any better than that? And literally, that's one of the phrases of excess consciousness, too.
Very true. And what about you, Lisa? What experience have you had?
Well, let's see. One I think that really touched my heart was a client whose husband, who's, you know, young, they were in their early 30s, whose husband passed away really suddenly of a heart attack at this very young age. And she was, you know, of course, in great grief. And she wanted to do an Akashic Record, you know, consultation because she just was so confused. And when we went in, a couple of different things happened. When we opened her records, we really got a lot of information about the soul path of her husband and what his soul had come to do and had completed and was really ready to guide and open doors for her from the other side. And he actually came through and spoke to us through, which is a little bit unusual to have people who have crossed over, but it definitely happens, come through and really give a message to her also. And so for her, it was so immediately healing. She really could see and feel and understand what had happened. And there was, she let go of the blame, like, how could you leave me, you know, and anger that she had been feeling, like, I can't believe you left me. And so that was all literally released while we were doing this consultation, because again, in the multiple layers of the Akashic field, you are wrapped in the angel, in the arms of divine source, and so you're literally receiving a healing from the divine, and you're seeing the big picture, and we can even let our minds kind of wrap our minds around it and understand it in a way that makes sense. And so our beings of light give us information so that we can get it and feel, you know, feel better. And so that was pretty profound to me when I saw a shift like that for someone who had come in crying and so traumatized.
I would imagine. Well, these are both wonderful experiences. As we're wrapping this up, I wanted to ask, how can people get in touch with you? Where would they go if they wanted to learn more information about Akashic or excess consciousness?
Well, this is Lisa, so they would contact me at my website. And so I don't know if you put that information, if that's all on your page. But
we will. It is on our show page as well.
Right. So akashicknowing.com, people can read about having an Akashic consultation, about the classes I offer, four levels of classes, and people can actually go right there and purchase a consultation and schedule it on my calendar and really just take care of that right then and there if they're interested, all on my website at akashicknowing.com.
Perfect. And about you, Helen?
And for me, you'll probably have the same information there. It's helengidlevich.accessconsciousness.com. And there is also information about the classes I'm doing. And they can contact me through my email, helen.g@att.net, if they need to.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much. It's been an incredible pleasure talking to you and learning about access consciousness and Akashic Records. I hope that for our listeners, it gave you a chance to see what some people are doing to open up their lives and to release and to get rid of the negativity that we're all bathing in, unfortunately, in our modern society. Whether you believe it or not will be up to you. But here are people who are doing it on an everyday basis. Maybe you should try the same. Thank you so much for tuning in to School of Human Potential Radio, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.